WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. The first hour, it's a new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it's an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, some classics thrown in, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with today's show. Got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Calexico, The Spook School, and Joe Bonamassa. Today's reissue song is from John Hyatt off a re-release of his Bring the Family album. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from Django Django. Decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you're tuned to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Dreamwife. Dreamwife is an indie punk pop rock trio currently based in London. It's Alice, Bella, and Raquel. Two are from Brighton and one is from Iceland. They met and formed while in art school in Brighton. They came off last year's South by Southwest with a record contract from Lucky Number Records, and it put them into the recording studio to remaster their accumulated music repertoire into a full-length record label debut self-titled release, which dropped January 16th. The song I picked to share with you is Somebody. New music from the Dreamwife here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
To come high, to come low, to fall to peace, to come low.
That was the latest material from the Ben Miller Band here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Just starting here in the new release show and here in the snowy Tuesday morning here in Boston, I went on Ben Miller's band's Facebook page, as I usually do, as I get some background under the more info section, where it listed genre. Ben Miller Band wrote, "Who knows, who cares," unquote. I was completely, I would completely be comfortable to put them in the rock category. That song is Akira Kurosawa. It really rocks. Anyway, Ben Miller Band is a rockin' four-piece out of Joplin, Missouri. They just released their second album for New West Records. It's titled Choke Cherry Tree, and it just released on January 26th. Changing musical direction with something new from Nadine. Nadine are a New York City-based poetry pop indie trio that came together from other bands. They were in Phantom Posse and Ava Luna. The threesome is fronted by Nadia Hewlett, and they just have launched their record label full-length debut called Oh My. Also came out on January 26th. I was really quite taken with this release. So much so that I posted or reposted the track on my SoundCloud page. And by the way, you can follow me on my SoundCloud page. Just do soundcloud.com/TK's music and you'll be able to get right there. I really did have a couple of choices as to what I wanted to play for you this morning. The song Pews was in the running. However, I went with Ultra Pink. New music from Nadine here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Everybody here's looking for the war, for the night is tell me what to whisper in your ear. Lie to me as you look me in the eye. Kiss me and I'll act surprised. As if it wasn't love, as if it wasn't love, as if it wasn't part of the thing. Real love, real love, it doesn't come around, it doesn't come around that way. So let's just fake it, let's just make it work for us tonight. Real love, real love. Did I lie to you when I walked you home? Cause now thoughts of you won't leave me alone. No, that wasn't part of, no, that wasn't part of, no, that wasn't part of the play. Real love, real love.
That was the latest material from David Miles here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. David Miles fronts a three-member band, which includes Alan Jeffries and Kyle Kunjek. They are from Halifax, Nova Scotia. They play some nice throwback music reminiscent of Roy Orbison. They dress in suits, and David has lenswear. Like Buddy Holly. They have the chops too. The new album Real Love came out on the US, in the US rather, in January this year on the 26th. It also came out in Canada back in September, I believe it was. That was the title track.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Next up is a new one from Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa. I have been a fan of Joe Bonamassa for years now, ever since I started in radio. Back in Baltimore in 2004, when my very first show was a blues show called the Uptown Blues Party. He's a wonderful guitar player and a great supporter of the blues. On his new album, he has teamed up with vocalist Beth Hart to produce a wonderful new record, Black Coffee, which officially dropped January 26th. This is not their first go-around, however, in the recording studio. And I can see why, as they sound great together. The song I have to share with you this morning is Give It Everything You Got. It's high energy. Lots of horns. Check it out for yourself. New music from Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Yeah.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Django Django, right after the latest here from Calexico. Music from Calexico here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. Calexico, back with their 10th studio album. The Thread That Keeps Us is the name and a street date of January 26th. Joey Burns and John Convertino fronts this Tucson, Arizona-based Americana indie rock band. It was a nice tune, by the way. They start their tour for this album in March. They're going to start in Europe, and they're going to make their way stateside by April. They do have a stop here in the Boston area on May 1st at the Sinclair. Tune I just spun there was End of the World With You. All right, it is time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. This is the part of the show when I am going to play a new tune from an artist, and then I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. Helps add some perspective to an artist's career, and today's subject is Django Django. I first found them in 2009 when they were just getting started. They're a four-piece indie art rock band based in London. Even though they formed in 2009 and started creating music, they didn't launch their debut full-length album until 2012. They are still on a slow pace with recording albums. Their third album, Marble Skies, just came out on January 26th. From that album, I've picked the track Tic-Tac-Toe to start this feature. So, this is Django Django. They're today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. We'll be right back. Farm Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Django Django with Storm. It was released originally in 2009 as their debut single, which is when I found them. It also appeared on their debut full-length album, self-titled album, in 2012. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist in its entirety, I've posted it already at my website at tksmusic.com. While you're there checking out the playlist, you can also check out my top 10 list of 2017. And also, there's some videos housed there as well. And I've also provided you some links for some free downloads. Just do a search on downloads, videos, top 10 lists. It'll get you right to that post. Check it out at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from John Hiatt. The album that has been reissued is his Bring the Family release. Originally released in 1988, I believe, John Hiatt really put together a wonderful album. He also picked some great players to help out on it. He had Nick Lowe, Jim Keltner, and Ry Cooder in the studio with him. The album had great tunes on it like Have a Little Faith in Me, Memphis in the Meantime, A Thing Called Love, which Bonnie Raitt covered and had a huge hit with, and then this one, which is one of my favorites, it's called Your Dad Did. This is John Hiatt with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Your dad did, just like your dad did.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set with the latest from Duets and Stuff. Duets and Stuff are an unsigned indie alt-pop male-female duo. Greta and Raymond are their names. They're from Stockholm, Sweden. That tune is Serve Somebody. It's their debut single, and they self-released it on January 19th. I'm following them now on Facebook so I can keep abreast of what else they might be doing. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Shopping, which is an awful name for a band. I mean, really, do a search on Shopping and see what you get. You're not going to get this band, that's for sure. Anyway, Shopping is an unsigned, mixed-gendered, indie, post-punk, alternative, female-fronted trio out of Glasgow, Scotland. They self-released their first album in 2015. Then in 2017, they released two albums, one in June and then this one, The Official Body, in November. Song I picked is a quick one. It clocks in at 2 minutes and 22 seconds. It's called Wild Child. New music from Shopping here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Time.
New music from the Spook School here on 91.5 WMFO, Freeform Radio from Tufts University, also available online at WMFO.org. TK hanging here with you at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. I found this mixed gender quartet, the Spook School. Geez, where was it? Oh, I found it because, that's right, I found it because of another band I follow, Alpaca Sports. Alpaca Sports posted on their Facebook page about this band, Spook School, of what they liked. And it made me curious. And that was back in 2012. And since that time, they've released three full-length albums, including Could It Be Different? That's the song that you just heard from. That is called Best of Intentions. That album just came out, too, I guess probably about a week and a half ago, The Spook School with Best of Intentions. Also, a ditty. Less than 2 minutes. That was quick. That's why I'm all discombobulated. Next up on the playlist is a band I originally found out because they contacted me directly, which still cracks me up. They are Dantesville, and back in 2016 they reached out to me. Dantesville is four guys from Manchester, England. They really craft some nice indie alt rock numbers. They get your feet moving. Like this latest example, this is called Blackjack, and it's been released as a standalone single. New music from Dantesville's here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
different way. Something changed my point of view. It was you, yeah, it was you. Another sound of my alarm is my favorite song. When I wake up next to you. Ooh, yeah, it's true, yeah, it's true.
Brand new music from Magdalena Bay here on 91.5 WMFO, Freeform Radio from Tusk University. Magdalena Bay is Micah Tenenbaum and Matthew Lewin. They're partners in music and in life. I usually like to describe how I hear the sound of the band. However, in this case, I like what they wrote. They described their sound as, quote, future 90s throwback space pop, unquote. That song was called Waking Up, and it is a self-released single as a self-released standalone single, rather, that they did on January 26th. Let me slip in one more from Pop Etc. They're an unsigned indie alt-pop trio that have been working over several years trying to make it in the music world. They self-released their debut album over 5 years ago. You have to appreciate their persistence and love for making music. They've just self-released this single, Losing Yourself. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.
You always look away whenever I ask about the future. There's never any days I know you're worrying about, searching for a sign. Troubles track you down.